We are bound together with Christ. We are made new creations in Christ. In the waters of baptism, we die to the power sin has over us. In the waters of baptism, we are raised to new life. We rejoice in the promises given to us as the children of God. We rejoice in the gift of God's Holy Spirit to guide us. We join in verses 1 and 4 of hymn number 453. Of Thanksgiving, we think of our family relationships and how grateful we are for the family that is related to us. But also, I feel that as we think of baptism, we also are reminded that we are the family of God. We are one as a family of faith. And so as we celebrate and give thanks for the joy of family, let us be mindful of the relationships that we also have as a community of faith. From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we read, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries of knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." Here ends the reading. For relationships that reflect unconditional acceptance and love, we give you thanks. For relationships that reflect patience and kindness, we give you thanks. For the opportunity to share love with others as you have loved us, we give you thanks. For those who give us grace, forgiveness, and new beginnings, we give you thanks. Our next song, "For the Beauty of the Earth," is quite often thought of as a creation hymn, but really it's about relationships, our relationship to God's world, to God himself, and to one another. So let us sing verses 1, 4, and 5, hymn number 879.
Beauty of the earth, for the beauty of Our next reflection is on the beautiful sacrament of Holy Communion, God with us in this special time, this meal that we gather around. And so we give praise and thanksgiving as we are united as God's family in faith for our Lord's own body and flesh shared for us, gathers us together. From Scripture in 1 Corinthians, we read these words. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. We join in our litany together. We cherish God's grace given to us in our Lord's body and blood. By grace we receive these gifts, assured of God's forgiveness and love. We live each day in the power of Christ's presence to strengthen us. We live in the power of Christ's presence to sustain us. In the gifts of bread and wine, we are one with you, O Lord. In these gifts of bread and wine, we are one body called to serve in joy. Let's lift our voices with joy as we sing, "Let us break bread together."